Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today's topic hits close to home. It's all about conquering those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes feel like they're running the show. Ever felt like you're stuck in a mental loop of self-doubt or anxiety? You know that feeling when your mind starts spiraling and suddenly everything seems bleak? Yeah! Been there, done that. But here's the good news. We don't have to be prisoners of our own negativity. We can learn to manage these thoughts and emotions, turning them from roadblocks into stepping stones on our journey to happiness and fulfillment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. And just like any muscle, it needs exercise to stay in shape. So let's dive into some powerful strategies to flex those mental muscles and break free from the grip of negativity. First things first, awareness. You gotta know what's going on before you can start making changes, right? Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. What triggers those negative spirals? Is it a certain situation, person, or even time of day? Identifying these patterns is like finding the source of a leak. Once you know where it's coming from, you can start patching it up. Next up, challenge those thoughts. When that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts and fears, ask yourself, is this really true? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that might not be entirely accurate anymore. Think of it like a filter. Sometimes we see the world through rose-colored glasses, other times, it's more like looking through a funhouse mirror. Learning to recognize those distortions helps us see things more clearly. Now, let's talk about gratitude. I know, it sounds cheesy, but seriously, this stuff works. Focusing on the good in your life, even the small things, can dramatically shift your mindset. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin. Remember those me time moments? They're not just about indulging in chocolate and Netflix, although that's definitely part of it. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries is crucial for managing stress and negativity. Whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or catching up with friends, make time for things that nourish your soul. Finally, don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly helpful in processing difficult emotions and developing coping mechanisms. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There's strength in vulnerability, and seeking help is a sign of courage and self-awareness. Think about that time when you felt completely overwhelmed by negative thoughts. Maybe it was after a tough breakup, a stressful work deadline, or even just a series of minor inconveniences piling up. How did you cope? Did you isolate yourself, indulge in unhealthy habits, or try to push those feelings down? Chances are you probably experienced some level of burnout or emotional exhaustion. Now, imagine approaching that same situation with the tools we've discussed today: self-awareness, thought challenging, gratitude, and supportive connections. Could things have been different? Absolutely. Would you have felt more empowered to navigate those challenges? I bet so. So let's recap. Becoming aware of our thoughts and emotions is the first step. Then, challenge those negative narratives, cultivate gratitude, prioritize self-care, and remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Ready to put these strategies into action? Start small. Choose one thing from today's episode and implement it in your life this week. Notice how it impacts your mindset and overall well-being. Share your experiences with me on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are actively shaping their own happiness. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.